Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites that has been enlightening our nation and helping our nation to get a thorough appreciation of the light. We haven't been up for a while, but we are back. Certain circumstances, we thank the mother and father for giving us the opportunity to come back and to continue to do the work, and to the mother and father in this preaching work. But we want to thank the mother and father first and foremost for giving us another opportunity to do our father and mother's preaching work. That is a privilege that we love to do. So in saying that, today we want to talk about some of the ministries that we have. And one of the ministries that we have is my brother Adir Bay Israel. He does a video on Saturday, every Saturday evening. Incredible videos. Got to see them. Incredible videos. Also, we have my brother Chase and brother Benaiah. They does videos. And you can see that all in when you see my brother's videos at the bottom of his videos. You can see the subscription box where you can find all the other brother's videos. Okay, on top of that, we also have a food pantry that's named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. So anybody that needs sisters with children, men, brothers with children that need assistance with any food, you can get in contact with my brother, Adir Bay Israel, at gmail.com, or you can get in contact with me at dotheman@aol.com and leave your name and number and information in the description box, and we will get back with you. Now, being through that said, we also have anybody needs a Nag Hammadi. We also do a book binding with the Nag Hammadi. And same information, leave your name, number, and you get back with us. We'll get back with you if you're interested in our bookbinding meetings with the Nag Hammadi. We also do a POW talk right after every Sunday, right after we finish doing the Heavenly Father's Last Call. Soon as we finish this, we go right into a POW talk that starts at 12 o'clock. And the POW talk is incredible, you know, gathering with our brothers and sisters, fishing for men. You can join us on POW talk. And I'm trying to remember the site, if I'm not mistaken, at POW talk. What's the site again?
Oh, the POW talk is Sons of the L, Numeral 2. Sons of the L. Numeral 2, all capital letters.
Yes. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Sons of the L, Numeral 2. That's the title, and you can catch us in POW talk. So, being though that said, we would like to go into our ministry today. And this, the name of our title for the ministry today is The Blessings from the Mother Father for Israel and Light Brethren. You see, we always speak about the curses at Deuteronomy 28:48-64. We always talk about the curses, the curses, the curses. And sometimes we forget about the blessings, the blessings, the blessings. Now, you know, I want to talk about the blessings for our nation, and then I'm going to talk about the blessings for light brethren and light sisters,
right?
You know, because it's very important that we speak about these blessings, because we're about to see these blessings. They on their way, you see. So, anyway, I would like to go into our first scripture today, which comes from Deuteronomy 28:1. Now listen what the mother and father says. Deuteronomy 28:1. And it says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations on the earth. See? A blessing. You see, the father, mother telling our nation and us, you see, if we listen to his voice, because many a times our nation didn't listen to his voice, you know, and every time we don't listen to our father, mother, we end up in captivity. You see, captivity after captivity after captivity. But if we listen and abide by the things he's telling us, then we'll be, he said he's going to set us high above all the earth, above all the nations, so they know who we are as a people, because we his children. And he said it. These not my words. This is the eternal Heavenly Father's words. He said he'll set us high. You see, and that's another one of his blessings that we will inherit. All we have to do is listen to his voice and not be stiff-necked people that we are, that we always being. You see? So, you know, and that's, you know, that my, that was very interesting. When you look back in history and you look, all of this because we didn't listen. Had we listened, we wouldn't even be in this situation now. I digress, though. But anyway, it's going to take me to my next scripture at Deuteronomy 28, 2 and 3. Check this one out. Now, at Deuteronomy 2, 28, 2 and 3, it reads, and all the blessings shall come on thee. Hold on. Let me repeat that. And all the blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto thy voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed you shall be in the fields. Now, what is the father mother telling us?
Yes.
What is she telling us?
Yes.
She didn't say some of the blessings. She didn't say sometimes some of the blessings. The mother father said all of the blessings, even to the point where as though you bless, when he said blessed in the city, blessed in anywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere you be, blessed are you. You see what I'm saying? So it's showing you the even blessing the field. So when we growing crops and apple trees, bless, he's going to bless them. Overwhelming, you see? But the key part is, what did he say? Hearken, thou shalt hearken into his voice, listening to the mother and father's voice. And every time we listen, we bless. Plain and simple, you know, simple, simplicity, you see. So, okay, we're going to go into another one at Deuteronomy 28, 4 and 5. Listen to these blessings. It says at Deuteronomy 28, 4 and 5, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of the ground and the fruit of the cattle. The increase the increase of the kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy baskets and thy storage.
Exactly.
So the father not only gonna bless you, he's gonna bless your livestock, he's gonna bless, you know, well, you know, we don't have livestock today, but we have jobs. We have, you know, different things. We need money, you know, cars, homes, houses. He's going to bless all of that. You see what I'm saying? So when you listen, you're going to be blessed.
Yeah.
You see, this is our blessings that we, that the Father Mother is giving us on a daily basis, not just sometimes, all the time. They blessing us with these things if, again, we listen. It's about us listening to the eternal Heavenly Father and Mother.
Exactly.
So, okay, this is going to take us into our next scripture at Deuteronomy 28, 6 and 7. Again, oh, I meant to mention too, brothers and sisters, if y'all want to get in contact with us, I'm sorry, our number is 845-241-9966. Again, 845-241-9966. If y'all would like to call us and have any questions, and we are answering your questions. So again, the next scripture is coming from Deuteronomy 28, 6 and 7. Now check this one out. It says, blessed shall be when thou cometh in, and blessed shall be when I goeth out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smiten before thee, and flee they shall, and flee they shall come out against thee on one way, and flee before thee seven ways. Wow. So what is the mother father saying to us? The mother father is saying, anywhere we go, if anybody come up against Israel, he's gonna take care of us, but we don't have to worry about them. Because when they said flee, they're gonna be out of here. You mess with Israel, I got you. I'll take care of you. Get you out of here. So you can, wherever you go, you protect it. The mother and father is going to protect us. So if anybody try to come up against you, and many enemies do we have, so that's a blessing within yourself. You see, you know, even today, we could be walking down the street, you know what I'm saying, you know, with everything going on, they robbing, and but the mother father, they'll make sure you don't get that. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't meant for you to get that. So they'll protect you. You see?
That's right. It's so many things.
Right.
It's so many precepts in here that it's everything when you read Deuteronomy 28, it show you that all these things happen to us. When you just sit there and read it, mm-hmm. you instantly know who the people of the scriptures are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just clear when you read Deuteronomy 28.
Right. Because, see, it's the scriptures tell us certain things that point at a certain people. You see, you know, and it's by no coincidence that it's pointing to our people.
Right.
You see?
Right. Look, perfect example. Look at this right here. Mm-hmm. Like my brother reading. Deuteronomy 28:32. It say, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people. Now, who the hell did that happen to?
Right.
Slaves. You know what I'm saying? So that lets you know that that happened to us. It say, other people, and thy eyes shall look and fail with longing. When we were slaves and they took our children and gave them to other people and did what they wanted to do and sold them, all we did was put our head down and cry. There was nothing we can do. That let you know what people that happened to. It's the so-called Negroes or niggers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This stuff, when you read the scriptures and have overstanding from the spirit, is no doubt that you overstand who the chosen people are.
Mm-hmm. Just like my brother said, that was excellent. Because, see, you got other nations or claiming to be us.
Right.
And they never been enslaved.
Right.
They never had the curses on them. You see? So how could you be us if the scriptures is telling you that these are the people that will be at the bottom at the end of the time?
Yes.
You see, not having millions and millions and billions of dollars and
right.
you know
right.
and having yachts and mansions and no. That's not God's children. We cursed right now.
Exactly.
We experiencing these curses, you see. So that tells you right then and there. I don't care how many times they bob at a wall. You see,
right?
They ain't us. So, that, thank you, brother. That was an excellent point you brought out there. So, okay, let's go to the Deuteronomy. Our next scripture coming from Deuteronomy 28:9, and it says, "The Lord shall command thee the blessings upon thee and thy storehouse, and in all that thou sitteth thy hands unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee on the holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of thy Lord thy God and walk in his ways." Again, brothers and sisters, he's showing you that he's going to bless, when he say our storehouses, he's going to bless us with, we will never have to worry about being hungry with food, with
right.
famines.
Right.
He's going to bless us. Even today, the father, mother make sure that we have enough capital to go buy things that our family need to keep us going. You see what I'm saying? And he even said, he'll bless thee in the land. You see, in other words, right now, this land ain't even, our land has been taken from us. You see what I'm saying? But that's only for a time because he's going to give us back our land that was given to us from him.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
The blessings.
Yes. That's why he said we'll take out much seed into the land, mm-hmm. meaning that slaves work the lands, and it said we shall bring little in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It say our enemy shall consume most of it. So that lets you know slaves.
Right. Right. Okay. You see? Perfect. You see? And that's why I said the Lord will, as we long as we remember to walk in his ways,
yes.
to do as he says,
yes.
and we inherit all these blessings,
yes.
point blank. Okay, let's go to the next scripture, speaking from Deuteronomy 28:10-11. Check this out. And it reads, Deuteronomy 28:10-11, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by thy name of the Lord and shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make the plentiness in the goods and the fruits of thy body and in the fruits of thy cattle and in the fruitage of thy ground and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Okay, let me break this down a little bit because it's saying a few different things. But again, blessings, when you talk about coming in the name of the Lord, you know, that's really a significant part, because, you know, many people say, well, I got the truth. I got the light.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Okay. But what's your name? Oh, you a what? You a Catholic?
Right.
Is that the name of the Lord?
Right.
No, that is not. The
right.
Oh, a Baptist?
Right.
Is that the name? No.
Right.
Israel know who is the Lord.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Israel know the name of the Lord. Although he has many different names, but they know his name. And they speak upon his name. You see what I'm saying? So, what other nation does that?
Right.
You see?
Right.
If they're not speaking of his name, then who's your Lord? You
exactly.
see?
Exactly.
Don't give me, Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Oh, that's your Lord?
Right.
Is he?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But is that the Lord?
Right.
Is he?
Right.
Is he?
Right.
So, you know, so that's, I found that to be significant, brother, when they speak about coming in the name of the Lord. And then, you know, again, he said he's going to make sure you have plenty of fruits of the ground. Of course, he's going to bless you because we all need to eat. We all have to eat to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord, that's one thing the Lord continued to guarantee you. You don't have to worry about being hungry,
mm-hmm.
starving, you know. He's going to bless all. He's going to make sure you're taken care of in that way, you see. And again, he mentioned the land, you know, because the land, see, when the Lord mentions, see, the land means so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the land do so much for you.
Mm-hmm.
The land grow medicine.
Mm-hmm.
The land, you know, the land grow your food.
Mm-hmm.
You do all sorts of
grow
things.
Grow
your house on
yes.
the land.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's why the father, mother always tells the land, the land, the land,
yes.
the land.
Yes.
And plus they bless the land so you can be fine.
Yes.
You see, that's why
yes.
the land is very important, that we get back our land.
Yes.
So that's a big blessing, brother, you know,
mm-hmm.
getting our land back. So again, that's going to take us into the next scripture. Now, this right here, I want to make this specific. This is for our nation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to get into light, brothers and sisters, in a New York second,
mm-hmm.
speaking about, you know, this is the blessings for our nation, for our brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Deuteronomy 28:12-13 reads this. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures, the heavens to give the rain unto thy land and his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be on the earth. I mean, thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Okay. Now, let me explain what this is talking about here. It's talking about, see, like right now, we in the curses. So we got to go to the other nations to get everything, water, food. We got to get all these things from the other nations. But the father, mother told us, when we hearken, when we listen to him, we no longer need to go to him for nothing. Because right now, like the scripture said, we the tail. We the tail right now, but we'll be the heads. We're going to be the heads again. Once we listen to him and do what he tells us to do, we'll be the heads. We won't be beneath, as the scripture tells us. We'll be back on top. You see what I'm saying? So we just have to, plain and simple, listen to the Lord. We won't have to go borrow money from the bank.
Right.
Like it said, see, borrow, as thou shalt not borrow,
because
you will be the owner.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's another huge blessing, that as our nation continue to wake up, you see, and start turning this around so the father, mother can bless them in these sort of ways, because, you know, right now it's all backwards.
Right.
We know we the tail, you know, they the head.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? We got to go for them for everything.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get gas for them. We got to get water. We got to get food. We got to keep going and borrowing, putting ourselves in more debt, you see, with them. So this is a true blessing that our mother and father are going to give us. Now, let's talk about blessings for light brothers and sisters. Now, this is coming all out of the keys of Enoch. Now, we were talking about blessings for our nation. Now, look at some of the blessings for light brothers and sisters. And this is incredible. What I'm about to talk about next is mind-boggling. Okay, we're going to go to our Keys of Enoch. If you have a Keys of Enoch, I'm on page 149. 149, verse 1 and 2. Again, this is for light brothers and light sisters, the elect. Okay, now listen to what this reads. At Keys of Enoch, 149, 1 and 2. It says the key,
that's the page number.
Yeah, 149, verse 1 and 2. Again, that's Keys of Enoch. If you have it, you can get it out and read it with me, or if not, just listen to the reading. Again, the Keys of Enoch, 149, 1 and 2. Now listen to this, brother. The key stresses the words, people of God, collectively survive the people of God, repair the universes. The people of God are known as the Great White Brotherhood. What does this mean? It means that the child of God does not survive independent of the spiritual family. The spiritual family is not only one dimension, but includes many spiritual faces, many spiritual intelligence, and many spiritual consciousness, which collectively bring the Father's message of everlasting life to the many universes, to new creation. This very message of resurrection unto everlasting life is brought to the physical creation by the actual appearance of the light of like bodies working beyond the Alpha Omega in the repairing of the universes. Now, what is this telling us, brothers? What is this actually telling us? It's telling us that light brothers and sisters, the elect, they considered to be part of the people of God, the brotherhood, the Great White Brotherhood. And when I say white, I don't mean it as a color, okay?
Right.
It is a title, the Great White Brotherhood, the spiritual family. You're going to be working in different dimensions, working with different creations, creating different things, working in the, you know, working with the with our other spiritual brothers, you know, with working with higher consciousness, things that you can't even imagine in your mind that you're going to be able to do. You see what I'm saying? It says spiritual intelligence.
Right.
You see, you talk about working with the Father's mind, with the mind of our eternal Heavenly Father and Mother. spiritual blessings that you can't even imagine that
right.
you would know. You see, and I can go on and on. Many universes, new creations. You talk about working in universes that you never even thought about working in. You see, working with new creations, things that the Eternal Heavenly Father made in another creation that you never seen
right.
or thought about. You're going to be working with them, teaching them things, and the list go on and on. Now, this is just the first thing like brothers and sisters are going to be doing. This is the first one I read. And look how look how in depth,
mm-hmm.
you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The blessings from us that the Father, Mother, that's going to give us. Now, I'm going to read the next one. The Keys of Enoch, 149, 3 and 4. Listen to this. All is seen as the collective survival and collective repairing of the human universe.
Mm-hmm.
Attached to the greater local universes. The picture of light that Enoch gave me shows how light is gathered from lower levels of abstinence, relativity, and purified through intermediate levels of collective relativities in the living light. So you're speaking about universes, and you're speaking about bringing these local universes in harmony with each other. And you're speaking about you know, the lower universes and the higher universes coming together as one again. You see what I'm saying? And bringing what he's calling the living light to relativity. Meaning, though, that these things that's happening in these higher universes,
right.
you're going to be able to bring it to the lower universes and help them to get
yeah.
help them
yeah.
to understand what's going on in the higher universes. Now, brothers, if you understand what I'm telling you, this is incredible because you will have that spiritual intelligence
yes.
to do this.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Another blessings for light, brothers and sisters, that we are going to do. You see,
right.
it's incredible.
Right.
You see, incredible. And that's just the second one. That's just the second one. Let's go to the third one. Keys of Enoch, 149, 3 and 4. Listen to this.
Amazing,
all is seen as the collective. You're right, brother. It is amazing. It says, all is seen as the collective repairing of the human universe attached to the greater local universe. This picture of light that Enoch. Oh, okay, I just read that one. I'm sorry. I want to go to the next one. I'm sorry. We just read that one. I want to go to... verse 5, here it is, verse 5. It says, Keys of Enoch, 149, verse 5. It says, for Enoch explained that in the lower worlds, one level of relativity is just as valid as another level of relativity. In this happiness of creation, the higher you advance in order of evolution, the greater responsibility and attachment. One level of happiness relatively to another. So eventually creates perfect combination of collective relativity. So in other words, what he's telling you that even though you go to the higher universes, you know, it still requires more responsibility.
Yes.
So in other words, you're going to get more spiritual knowledge.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You get more. The more you advance, the more you're going to get. You see what I'm saying? And it don't stop.
Right.
Now, this light, brothers and light sisters, you see what I'm saying? Your blessings. You see what I'm saying? In other words, you were able to do more. You're going to be given more spiritual powers to do more because it's going to require more. You see? Because as you go higher up that realm,
yes.
you got to get higher with the different... Like we always talk about weights and measurements, you got to know this, you got to know that, because you can't go in a different universe
yes.
if you don't know the weights and measurements.
Yes. So basically what he's saying is, to give you a visual picture of what my brother just said, you know how the movie Superman
mm-hmm.
or Spider-Man said, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes, sir.
So what they saying is, when you get more superpower high, when you go high in your vibration, that means you get more wisdom, knowledge, and you activate latent abilities that's been sleep in you. You wake them back up, so you're able to do things that other people can't do, like fly and know information and know how to work molecules and know languages above all other languages, connect to higher pillars of light in the universe. So with that, you have more responsibilities because you are able to manipulate so many people below you. Okay, say like six people rise up to a vibration 9 or 10 times higher than 2 million people. So that means you got a person could take advantage of those 2 million people with those abilities. That's why I say you have greater responsibilities to the people because you have more wisdom and knowledge than those 2 million people you are over. So that's why I say great responsibility. So that's why if you do something wrong, you are held to a higher standard of conduct from the Creator. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say with great power come great responsibility. Mm-hmm. You are not to manipulate the lesser ones. You are to teach them the right way, right truth, and right knowledge.
Exactly. Brother, you couldn't say that a perfect. And it's funny. I'm about to go into exactly what the brother just read, and it's going to be scripture, the exact same thing. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you, brother. That was good. Thank you. Because I'm about to go exactly what he said, and he's exactly right. You know, that's amazing. Just to have that to happen. And he's speaking it, and I'm about to read it. Okay, let's go into it. Keys of Enoch, verse 7. Listen to what verse 7 said. Exactly what Brother Deer just told us. It says, the first evolutionary threshold in the vertical ascension taken by the child of God is in the crossing of many abstinence, fields of plus and minus relativity into greater pillars of light.
Right.
Within the abstinence relativity in our electromagnetic spectrum, you find the inner light pillars and light cores, which is epikinetic vibrations.
Uh-huh.
These musical vibrations of light can be removed into harmony with the purification of light.
Yes.
So your membrane is balanced and perfect as you advance in soul evolution. So exactly what the deer say, but it's even telling you more. You will understand these vibrations because there's different frequencies and vibrations in the universe that you will be required to know. Yeah. You would know how to use them, you see. And also it speaks about, you know, you being a balanced and perfect as you advance through the soul evolution, because as you continue to take on more, like Brother Deer was saying, You're gonna have more. You're gonna learn more. You're gonna be able to do more, and you advance it as you continue to go from realm to realm. You're going from an advancement to advancement to another realm. So you continue to take on and learn the vibrations and the color codes, because it speaks about color codes is the code of different light systems. So you're gonna know these things. I don't know if that ain't blessings. I don't know what you call that.
Right.
You receiving spiritual blessings. You receiving conscious blessings.
Yes.
You know, that's why, like brothers and sisters, you know, their inheritance is so great.
Yes.
Because it's like eternal.
Yes.
It don't stop.
Yes.
You see?
Yes. So in a nutshell, if you say, you know what, brother, I don't even understand what the hell y'all talking about. In a nutshell, everybody have seen the movie Superman.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, what he's saying is you're going to be Superman. You got to conduct yourself like Superman. You got to protect the people like Superman. You have the ability to stop the enemies. And you're going to be able to go wherever you want to go within the universal laws, because he know what he can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, that's what he's saying. You are God.
Based
on what Kal-El means. You know what I'm saying? Kal-El means, what is it? Kal-El, what did it say Kal-El mean? Oh, yeah, Kal-El means God.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Kal-El.
And guess what? Brother Adair did it again. I didn't make this up. We didn't plan this. This is how I'm just reading, you know, my next scripture from the Keys of Enoch, verse 7. Thank you, brother, again. Mm-hmm. Now listen what this read, exactly what he said. Verse, this, sorry, it's going to be Jesus Enoch, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10, because we just read 7. Now listen to what he just said. You're going to become God. Listen to this. And as you, as a child of God, evolve through death and rebirth, you would experience a spherical energy field with death have not touched at all. First, you will see all the plus and minus energy fields binding at random on the lower thresholds of intelligence. Then you are drawn through a crystalline purification through a series of interconnecting eyes of harvest, which remake abstinence creation into greater crystalline perfection. There you will receive the inhabited light as a Melchizedek creation.
That's a God.
That's a God.
That's a God.
That, is that not a God? When any time Messiah say you will be priest and king in the Melchizedek order, you are a God.
You're a God. You see how it said that you would take Horus' eyes and combine them together?
Right.
That's talking about the left eye, the right eye, and the central eye. So basically, you got the power to see the past, the present, and the future. That is God.
You see?
Period. You know what I'm saying? And you got the ability to manipulate life, you know what I'm saying, on the priesthood, which is connected with the divine laws of the universe. You know what I'm saying? The priesthood of Melchizedek. So that brother right, you know what I'm saying? You literally are God.
Yes, brother. That's why I say you were saying it, and I'm just going to read you and back you up. Because, you see, when and see, this is all blessings. Blessings for like brothers and sisters to show you how significant that you really are. The keys explain to us specifically, you see, things that you will do, things you would inherit, things that you will learn, things that it continue to grow you into that creator God that you already was before you came back down here. You see, you're going back to that. You see, and if that's not a blessing, I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying? To know you become as our Father Metatron. You become as he is. You're going to be, that's why I always say, in order, now, this is just the ingenious of the Eternal Heavenly Father and Mother. When they put Metatron's DEA in us, the zero, I forget the ethereal acid in us. Why do you think the Father Mother put that in us? Because they knew that you was going to become that creator God. So you had to have Metatron's DEA to become what he is because it only grows. It only grows into what he is. And see, and all of this is blessings that the mother and father has already gave us from the beginning. You see, this was already done from the beginning, no matter what. I don't care what they do on this planet. I don't care what they say. I don't care how much they try to poison our water, poison our food, you know. But guess what? We're still here. We still here because they can't stop what the mother father does.
And he's right, because basically what he's saying is this. Before the creation of the heavens and the earth or the universe, your name was already written in that book of life. Before you even took form, when you become the yin and the yang, which is the divine man, you was formless. You didn't have a shape. Your name was written in that book then. You was given victory then. You was given a godhoodship then. You know what I'm saying? So when you come down in ladder creation on the lowest level and you have people at the lowest level trying to change your divine priesthood, given birthright, ain't going to happen. That's why the scripture, like I said in my videos, those who never was will never be. And those who was will always. Because their name is already written in the book. And the ones who name it in the book are never be in the book.
Yes, brother, that was Wow. All I can say is wow. That's all I can say is wow.
It do not change.
Because it don't change.
Yeah.
You see, the father, mother never change. They are the same
right.
with consistency
right.
all throughout all the scriptures is all the same.
Right.
Now, this is going to put the cherry on the top right here. This is the last scripture. It's going to put the cherry on the top, exactly what our brother dear was just saying. Now, check this out. Now, listen to this. At the highest level of perfection exists the eye of the eternal as a manifestation of the Father's eye.
Yes.
The eternal eye contains all the omnipotence and all the omnipresence governing of all rulers of the eons who passes into the midst of the eye of Horus.
Yes.
And that's where we going,
right.
through the eyes of Horus.
Right.
And what it say? Omnipotence and omnipresence.
Yes.
Because when you pass through that light, it's like you're passing, you're going through that phase of omnipresence
yes.
and omnipotence,
yes.
which come
yes.
from the eternal
yes.
Heavenly Father.
Yes.
To ordain you to be that creator God,
yeah.
because you're going through that eye of Horus.
Yeah. Now, listen to this right here, what he just said. Now, heck of a divine word, what he just said, which a lot of people didn't pick up on. What's the word you said, omni what?
Omnipresence and omnipotence.
Okay, now listen to this. When you do your meditations, what is the highest octave? Omnipotence and omnipresent. That is the God vibration. O-M.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why it say what is it?
Omnipotence and omnipresent.
Yes. That means God presence.
Yes.
Period. You know what I'm saying? And that's why people, when they meditate, go to the purple chakra.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. You see, when you even, I used to wonder why they used to say,
yes.
That's the highest vibration. God. God. You see? That's basically what you're doing.
Yes.
When you can't even get around it.
Yes.
You can't get around it. You know, it's incredible. That's why I say, when you come into this light, when a mother, father bring you into this light, they don't bring you halfway. They bring you 100% in it so you can fully overstand. That's why all I can do is sometimes I just break down and just cry because there's nothing else I can do.
Yeah.
I break down and cry because it's so great and it's so incredible, that they show the love for us and the things that they're going to do for us. As a human, that's all you can do in this light body. This body that we, because it's so incredible. It's so incredible.
Yes, it is.
But again, these is, the blessings that
yes.
our nation will have
yes.
and light brethren
yes.
and sister will
yes.
inherit.
Yes.
It's part of our inheritance. Mm-hmm. Our brothers and sisters will be kings and queens
mm-hmm.
on this earth. And we will be kings and priests with our big brother, Messiah, ruling over all
yes.
things.
Yes.
You see, imagine that. You see, anyway, I just want to thank the Father and Mother for
yes.
giving Brother Adair and us this privilege
yes.
to, to come back and continue to do the work of the Father and Mother is always a privilege. So if it is the Father's Mother's will, we'll be back next week to do another Blog Talk Radio show. So I want to thank all that came out and listened to us. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And again, we want to thank you. And hopefully, like I said, we'll be back next week to do another Blog Talk Radio show. So we want to say peace be unto you, shalom, and praise the Divine Mother and Father. Thank you so much.
Peace be unto you, brothers and sisters. Shalom.
Shalom.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. That was a good one. But that's deep, though. I used to always say home. Yes. Never knew that. Yes. I used to hear. Now, they always make the Buddhists or somebody do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to